Apparently, we're going to fade up into the theme song today, but that's fine. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Ships, the podcast. This is episode 36. Very exciting. We're getting close to 40. Going to start our official midlife crisis at that point. Going to definitely buy a Miata and, you know, get real heavy into some band from our teens. Yep. We're just going to get back into it. That's my midlife crisis. Yeah. It's not a very good one, but it's the one I'm going with. My name is Thor, and I am ready for a gong-banging good time. And we're very excited for you to join us on this podcast. To my left is an empty seat. Oh, my God. Bubby is not here. Now, you may ask, why isn't Bubby here? That was your chance to say
that. Right? A chance to say it.
Bubby's not here because he is celebrating Parker's 17th birthday.
Exciting.
He's taking them out drinking, and then they're going to the whorehouse. So it's going to be fun for everybody.
Booze and women.
Okay. I don't. You can hear Amanda. You may understand her. You may not, depending on how this goes. Tyler is back from spring break. He is with us.
Yeah.
He is filling his seat. So in the room, it's just me and Tyler, because next to Tyler is yet another empty seat. But Amanda is on the phone calling in from parts unknown. Amanda, how's the weather?
It's really hard to talk to people.
It's
hard when you're podcasting in a basement.
Right? Nobody wants to come and hang out in my basement for some reason, just because it's full of radon.
I'm always here.
That is a complete and utter lie, by the way. The people listening at home can't.
They know that.
Yeah, they know. They're well aware. This one's off to this is going to be a just kind of a squirrely podcast, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a week. Tyler's, like I said, was on spring break. Mm-hmm. The weather's gotten cold. I am not a favor of the 40 degrees that was today. I miss my shorts, but I'm sure Bubby's still wearing his, though, because he don't give up.
I'm sure he is. We've gone from 80s and tornadoes to, it's going to be, 27 tomorrow morning or something?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It might snow. Who knows what's going on around here anymore. I think today, when's the first day of spring? Today or tomorrow is the first day of spring.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
It's very exciting times here. Cool. We're ready for more tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, you name it, we're going to have it.
So to start off on that, I have, like I said, what was it, Thursday, we had severe weather down here, right?
Yep.
So one of the requirements when we bought our new house was my kids wanted somewhere. They're very intrigued with tornadoes. They like storms, but they very much are afraid and want to have somewhere to go whenever things go south.
Like a storm shelter.
Yeah. So we bought a house that has a little cubbyhole area. It's perfect for storms, right? They play in it 90% of the time. If it's going to be bad weather, I'll clean it out and get us a spot to port.
Okay.
So I tell the kids, I said, hey, there's some weather coming. Dad's going to go get all the provisions ready, blah, blah, blah. Just be
provisions,
ready.
Provisions, yeah.
Water. We got a flashlight, snacks, the iPads, that kind of things to keep the kids. So we go downstairs, and I kid you not, as soon as we get downstairs, the tornado sirens start going off. I'm like, oh, holy hell. And my kids lose it, right?
Oh, I imagine,
absolutely,
right?
Lose it. He starts crying. He's praying. He's in the corner. And I'm like, dude, it's not even raining yet. And so I don't even take shelter, right? I am a true Midwesterner.
You're going to stand on that front porch and wait for it to show up.
Watching out the back of it. Like, that's actually fairly green. I'll go down there and hang out with them for a little bit. So the storm passes, right?
Right.
We get Noah calmed down and everything. Sure as the freaking world, I go up to the top of our hill, and that thing has been hit by a tornado like half a mile from my house.
Oh.
The entire fence at Walgreens is blown over, and there's stuff everywhere. And I was like, maybe he was the correct one. Maybe I should have taken it a little more seriously.
Right. But so my father-in-law, they also live in Ozark. They live not too far from you. We go over to their house on Sunday, and the neighbors had this big old wood swing set playground thing. That thing was like a story and a half tall. It was big. That sumbitch just laying over on its side, just destroyed from that wind. He had a trampoline out there in the back. And a while ago, one of the big wind storms came through and picked that sumbitch up and just crushed the neighbor's fence with it. Just straight up destroyed that poor fence.
It's amazing how little wind it takes to get one of those things airborne.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a big sail. It's just laying down waiting for the wind. Come on, wind, pick me up and go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he had to repair his neighbor's fence. But his, they've got one.
Wait. The playhouse was your...
No, the trampoline
was
my father-in-law's.
Okay. I thought their trampoline fell into the fence and your father-in-law had to go fix it. I'm like, why
my father-in-law's trampoline fell into the fence. The neighbor's playset fell over. Okay. He has a playset in his backyard for the nieces and the nephews. That thing is rickety as hell, dude. Like, it's barely holding up. Like, every time the kids get on it, I'm like, oh, no. This is the time it goes over.
That thing,
untouched. Like, still standing. Looks exactly like it used to, like it did the last time I was there.
That's awesome.
But that nice one next door is gone. So God hated that one, I guess. Man, did you get in any bad weather? She ain't talking to us.
She's caught in a hurricane.
She's suffering from a tornado now. Man, I may come back. Maybe not. We'll see what happens. Here comes a tornado. Do we need a...
I think, so since I have the... Since you made me put the headphones in, if I'm not holding my phone upright, it, like, mutes,
we'll
I think.
We'll take the headphones out.
I don't know.
We're
using this huddle thing, and I...
Take the headphones out. I don't care.
We're still working out the kinks on the whole call-in thing.
I'll just hold my phone up like a weirdo.
Okay.
But, nobody can see you, so that's fine.
Yeah, I want everyone to go by...
It's weird.
...walk by you and go, is she filming me? What is happening right now?
I want you to do everything in your life like a weirdo.
That's a good call.
I do.
Kids out there.
I do. Are you done talking to the kids?
I was not going to interrupt you, so I stopped my rant.
I was just going to say, at my house, there was just like thunder and lightning. There was no wind. It eventually rained, but it was kind of, I mean, I was told that there'd be giant hail and strong winds, and I got none of that. But I mean, if you promise me these things and I am prepared to experience these things and then it doesn't happen, it's kind of disappointing.
Nickel.
Yeah, I could.
It's like saying, hey, we're gonna take you to go see this fun little pony, and you take me and it's a cow. It's a little disappointing. I love the cow, but it's disappointing.
I see what you're saying. kind of.
I'm glad you do, because I don't know.
Apparently Arkansas got hammered with hail, like baseball, softball size hail. They had a video of some guy, people at work had got like trapped in work, and they go back outside to their cars, and like every car in that parking lot is just smashed in windows.
Oh God!
So it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's storm season.
Storm season, what are you going to do?
It's literally people around here follow storm season like they do football season or anything else. It's like, well, we got to.
Yeah, for those of you living in other countries or East Coast, West Coast kind of folks, here in the Midwest, we should be more concerned than we are about the weather, because it is a lot of times a catastrophe. Like folks in Florida, when they're like, oh, no, here comes a hurricane. But you got like a week. You know that shenanigans is coming. You can prepare for it. You can board up the windows, do whatever. We get about 30 seconds notice. Hey, by the way, tornado's about to kill you.
Yeah.
And half of us just go on the front porch to look for it. And
now, they'll tell you for a week, we could have tornadoes. You can expect tornadoes. But until the tornado hits the ground, you get what?
Yeah.
You said 30, a minute?
Yeah, a couple minutes. But they'll also say, we're going to get tornadoes a bunch.
Yeah.
And we get no tornadoes.
Yeah.
And then one time they get tornadoes. So I think they're just playing the odds. They're like, oh, no, tornadoes are coming. Damn it, no tornadoes. Okay, this time, tornadoes are for real coming. Damn it, no tornadoes. Okay, this time, for real, tornadoes are coming. And then one time it happens, they're like, ha-ha, see, tornadoes.
Just like we called it.
Just like we said. That's how you be, you can be... a weatherman, that's an easy job. You can be wrong all the time and still be right.
I think they just write all of the weather terms and options at a dartboard, and they just
whip it.
And they take five darts a piece, and they
kind of know something's coming. They're like, okay, there's probably going to be something coming. It's not going to be a sunny day, but I don't know what it's good. Pigs could be pigs falling from the sky. It could be a lizard attacked. I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to say tornadoes. At least this time of year, they are. I've been out in the backyard before. There's only once since I moved into this house where I was like, I probably, so my wife will come down into the basement with the dogs and and the shoes, because she read somewhere that you got to have your shoes with you. Because friend of the, I don't think friend of the podcast, but friend of ours, Billy experienced a tornado at his house and knocked his house down. And he had one of those emergency shelters in his like basement, and they all went in there, and then the house fell on top of it, and they had trouble getting out. But none of them had any shoes on, so they had to like come out of the wreckage with like no shoes on, and that traumatized my wife.
That's the one takeaway that she had.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
I got to have shoes.
So
that's the first thing that they tell you if you're watching the weather. They say make sure you have your shoes, and some people even tell you make sure you have on pants. Because if you have
well,
on
now
shorts,
don't tell me how to live my freaking life.
Debris, it's not fun,
right? Why are they getting up on my business?
Your legs are your legs,
right?
If you want.
Maybe
some of us like to have pretty legs. You don't, it's fine.
Well, no, I just got one of them like whole body Speedo things that like
right?
straps.
I just like to feel the wind blowing up. I wear a kilt whenever the tornadoes come, just so I can feel the wind rush up my skirt. So anyway.
You're going to feel a branch rush up your skirt.
On a good weekend, I will. That's for sure.
Threaten him with a good time.
Right? So to get back to my story. So the one time I'm out on the back porch, kind of watching the storm blow through, and it gets a little hairy out there, and everything starts turning that green color. And I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and go in the basement right now. And it just blew right over, because Springfield's a weird spot in the world. Like, all the storms come at us, but none of them like if you live around Springfield, you're doomed.
Yeah.
Like tornadoes are going to wipe you out. Joplin, Ozark, Branson, you're going to get wiped the hell out. Springfield, magic bubble around Springfield. And so they keep threatening, like, here, it's going to go right down the middle of town. And then, you know, you get rain and a little bit of wind.
Yeah, next to never does it do that. And the funny thing is, to me, people who help me all the time, they're like, it's really weird. I-40, the weather just travels down I-44. And I was like, you don't think that maybe they built I-44 on a geographical, like, line?
Yeah.
That it's not the road that it's following.
The road's following the line, not the lines following the road, kids. It's one of them ley lines. That's where all the spiritual energy is traveling down the I-44.
It's the road. They just put in all those magnets and microchips to make it the weather go around it. They can control the weather through I-44.
That's it.
I-44 has got to 5G. That's all I know.
5G. Got the connectivity.
It's got the 5G. It gives you. They track you with it. It gives you a COVID, and it causes tornadoes.
Gives you COVID.
Damn I-44. We're gonna start a movement to get rid of I-44. Yeah. It's a danger to everybody.
Thanks I-44.
You have to drive down it to keep the microchip they implanted in you. That's how they charge it.
Oh, that's how they're charging the chip.
The battery, but you have to drive down I-44 every once in a while.
For anybody who's from this area,
back up for them.
Everyone from this area has driven down I-44, it is a nightmare road. It is not nearly big enough to be what it is.
No, it is not.
And it is poorly maintained at best. And I will tell you right now, between here and Mount Vernon, there's at least 4 bridges closed at any point in time.
any given time.
And they just rotate which ones they're closing. Oh, we're going to fix this bridge. Didn't you fix this bridge like 2 years ago? Yeah, we're doing it again.
So speaking of that, you were on the trip with me. We were going out towards Mount Vernon, and they were working on one of those bridges.
Uh-huh.
Instead of having like a lift or whatever for the guy to work on the side of the bridge, they had a track hoe with the bucket over the side, and this dude is sitting in the bucket.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, there's no way that's OSHA certified.
Right? No, they have just like scooped him up with the bucket and just leaned it out over the edge and go ahead and do whatever you need to do down there, buddy. You'll be fine. Over the traffic. You'll be fine. So what we've learned is the weather and the roads are bad in Missouri. Ta-da. I've got a bunch of weird things that happened to me this week. Amanda, you got something? Nope, she put.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you laid your phone down again and muted everything.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to start with it's Monday, which means that I've been to Hy-Vee today.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee. So I go in there to eat my lunch, as I want to do. I'm sitting quietly minding my own business, and there are 3 young ladies in there who I'm going to guess are of early college age.
Mm-hmm.
And by the dress of them and the mannerism, I'm going to say they enjoy a good Comic-Con or some sort of cosplay event where they get to dress up and do fun things. And
that's fair.
Power to them, right?
Sure.
I would enjoy that too if I were an old fat man.
Yeah.
But one of them is in there with her drink. And I come into the middle of this party. Okay. So they are getting up ready to leave when I'm coming to sit down for lunch. And this one girl has got her drink and she kind of leaves the room and comes back. And she's kind of looking around. And she then walks over to the trash can, reaches into the trash can, pulls out a lid and a straw, takes the straw out, throws it back in the trash can, puts the lid on her cup, and says, looks at her friend and goes, I don't give a fuck. And then her friends go, we need to get out of here. And they all just walk out the door. And I'm like, what though? So my question is, was that her cup and or her lid and straw that she threw in the trash? Or could she not find a lid and just looked in the trash for the first available one?
Let's hope that she didn't do the second one.
Because she was like, I'm not going to use that straw. That straw is dirty. And so she threw the straw back, but the lid went right on top of the drink.
Wow.
So.
But the lid's not touching the drink.
The lid is technically, well, it depends on how sloshy you get it. But I guess if you keep much like Amanda's phone, if you keep it upright and level, then it's useful. Otherwise, you know, if you tip that over to one side or the other, all hell's going to break loose and you're going to end up with.
There's got to be a setting on the Slack.
I'm sure
that I
is.
Can change. But if I look at it,
then it's going
to mute it.
Yeah, you'll mute it or you'll hang up the
call.
We're
in the world we're in right now.
Right. We'll figure out the, as always. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. As always, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
We're not going to figure it out before we start.
No, that's less fun.
And I was on the air. Well, I didn't find out it was a problem until we were on the air.
Right. Because, we have not practiced or figured out technology in any way.
No. Seeing as how we're all in the field that works with this gear daily, we cannot figure this out. That just bodes well for our...
Yeah. Folks out there listening, if anybody has a good suggestion for some sort of way for people to call in with decent audio...
Yeah.
It's going to have to be.
I think you need.
Okay.
Like one of those things that bumps the Wi-Fi signal in your basement or the cellular signal in your basement.
Now I've got plenty of
signal. I think it's your basement.
No, I don't think it's the signal. I think it's.
I also have plenty of signal.
Right.
I have 5G, all bars.
I am full Wi-Fi here, but the problem is not the connection. The connection is fine. It's the audio quality of this.
What if we went wiring instead of Bluetooth thing?
I don't think it'll make a difference because I'm thinking this is going to sound the same.
I think that'd be better.
All right, I got to
figure it out. I think it could be the Bluetooth.
But anyway, if you know of an app that we can all download and to make quality sounding calls, or if you'd rather, I just pay for a freaking landline and somehow job that into this experience right into the podcast. It's sellfishandchips@gmail.com. And let me know what you think.
I think if you just used a $1 cable.
I've got a cable upstairs. I will pause this damn podcast and go get that cable and see if it makes any difference. But I do not think it's going to make any difference on this call quality.
Anyway, we'll figure it out later.
We'll get it figured out and we'll get back with you hopefully in the future. Tyler, you got anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to, now that we're already talking about the tornado thing, so this is just kind of a picture of the Midwest. I was driving down I-44 the other day, our favorite road.
Mm-hmm.
Death Road, and there was a truck in front of me that had two different stickers on it. One of them, on the right-hand side, was, I don't know what you call it, like, you know the Affliction apparel? How it has, like, the crosses that are, like pointed at the end. Anyway, it's
Affliction?
Yeah. It's a style. Anyway, It's got like a Celtic cross on one side, and then the only other thing on it is a stripper and a stripper pole on the other side.
Okay.
And that 100%, I was like, well, this picture pretty much just sums up the Midwest right here. We love God and titties.
Cleek.
Got that. So, not a big story, but just I saw that going down the highway. And
we'll post that to the Facebook group for those of you playing along at home.
We'll post that. I'm sure that the bed is probably full of empty Bud Light cans.
Affliction is the poor man's Ed Hardy back in the day.
Oh, Ed Hardy.
That's a throwback.
That's douchebaggery right there, if I've ever heard of it.
Affliction came out not long after Ed Hardy because it was like literally like the cheaper version of that.
Can I share something
Same
with you?
Same kind of look.
My birthday's coming up, and I'm going to turn 51 years old here. I have.
And you want an Ed Hardy shirt?
Okay, yes. I want an Ed Hardy shirt. No, I want a Tommy Bahama shirt. If I'm gonna get,
yes.
If I'm gonna get a throwback shirt, I'm Nautica? Straight up a Nautica. Can I get a St. John's Bay? Do they still?
Oh, St. John's Bay and a pair of Guess jeans.
Do they still make St. John's Bay? You think?
I bet they do.
We've talked about them before on the podcast. That used to be my shirt of choice. No. I have never heard, not one time, not ever. Of Affliction clothing. I have no idea what it is. Yeah. Now, if I am actually, now that I've started down this road, if I am going to get anything, I want a FUBU shirt.
Oh, I used to have best pair of pajama pants I ever had.
Not for you though. They're not for you, Tyler.
Not for me. I found that out way later that they were not for me.
In fact, that's the name right there. Not
didn't know that.
Yeah.
For blue fleece.
For other people, God not dang. For Tyler is what yep. that should be called.
Yep. And then my wife, when we first got together, allocated them and they were never seen again.
That has happened. I have several, I have many t-shirts that is the case. Well, that I've never seen those t-shirts again. Yeah.
If you ever get married, just hide all the things you like.
Right. Because she's either going to steal them or throw them away. And that's how that works.
So I used to wear cutoff shirts a lot because that was the kind of guy I was. My wife went through and threw every one of them away me knowing it.
I think that was probably for the best.
I would go back and agree.
Or hear me out. Maybe you just go back down that road.
Just start doing it again.
Just come home one day with like six pairs of cutoff.
Cutoff shirts. Just show up like nothing.
And just insist that's all you're wearing from here on out. JNCO jeans and that.
I miss the old me. I'm going back.
I've lost something. And I'm going to find it. All right. If you guys look in the, speaking of my day at Hy-Vee, if you guys will look, I'm going to post a picture of the bar at Hy-Vee so everyone can see the picture of the bar. Now, Tyler, I want you to kind of zoom in on this picture and look at all the liquors up there and tell me, Amanda, you can look as well. I'm not going to just make Tyler do this.
No, I cannot. It will mute.
Okay, that's fun. Tyler, if you can look at all the bottles of liquor in that picture and tell me what they all have in common in general.
They're all the same color.
Every one of those bottles is this. Every one of the liquors in those bottles is the same color. But they're not the same brand or make.
No. It's like 400 bottles of whiskey of some sort and like two bottles of vodka.
But so my question is,
it's just aesthetically pleasing.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's just water.
Is this for looks? Is this bar?
I think so.
That I have been trying to.
We know it's not a functioning bar.
Right. We looked again today, by the way, and there are fresh cut oranges and lemons in the freezer, in the cooler.
I don't think so. And here's why.
Okay.
It is illegal to pour like, unless you're pouring a drink, to pour, I think, liquid in and out of those bottles.
But if you're not a real bar that never opens, and you're there for some reason just for show.
But they're all the same color.
Folks, you can check this picture out on the Facebook as well.
The lighting makes some of them look lighter, but.
Yeah, they're all basically the same color. Yeah. Now, other things that have confused me today at this Hy-Vee. There are 7 TVs in that Hy-Vee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, the Hy-Vee is our local grocery store that this bar exists in. There are 7 TVs in that Hy-Vee. Each one of them was showing a different thing today, which means they have 7 satellite tuners for the bar
alone. Yeah.
At Hy-Vee. Somebody is paying a metric shit ton of money to keep this pretend bar afloat.
Well, they don't have to pay for liquor, so they have a lot of money.
That's true. They're not paying for liquor, but they're also not making any money on the liquor.
No, it's just a front.
But they are spending a lot of money on oranges and lemon wedges for some reason.
Just to make them look fresh. You've got to change the orange slices. People are going to think we're not really open.
Right. They do have a sign now that is a double-sided, like... What are those?
Sandwich board.
Sandwich board, right? One side says bar is closed, and then one is a mimosa special on the other side. Now, I have still not gone, and maybe Wednesday I will try to go by before I go to work and see if the damn thing is open at 8 in the morning.
Okay? I hope there's just a gaggle
of girls. I think it's
got to
be like a Saturday morning.
Oh, let me tell you what's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to get up on a Saturday morning to drive to this Hy-Vee, which is like, I don't know, 10
Five
minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
10 minutes from my house, 8 minutes from my house, something like that, to check in to see if that bar is open. And I've never bothered. I should ask the people there what's going on with it.
Yeah, you should.
The pretend bar. But
I can tell you the bar area at my Hy-Vee is usually hopping.
Yeah, no. See, I've been to that Hy-Vee, and that bar is open, and people are drinking at that bar, which just throws this whole thing into a more of a mystery for me. Because, like, they are, all but for being open, 100% a bar. But they just refuse to be open. Like, it could be a happening spot.
Well, my Hy-Vee doesn't. My Hy-Vee doesn't have 7 TVs, so maybe my Hy-Vee is just covering the cost of the TVs at your Hy-Vee bar.
Right? That's
probably what it is.
Well, your Hy-Vee bar, though, has a freaking, what you call it, burger place there.
Wahlburgers.
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 I was going to say Backstreet Boys Burgers.
Backstreet Whataburger.
It's not a Whataburger. We do have Whataburger now. They're just recently opened in our town.
It's Marky Mark Burgers.
Marky Mark Burgers. And no Funky Bunch, though.
No Funky Bunch.
Just the Marky Mark Burger. He has one named after him. Him and Donnie and what's Donnie's wife's name? Jenny.
McCarthy,
yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
McCarthy.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's married to a Wahlburger.
I didn't know that. Married to which... A Wahlburger.
She's married to one of them Wahlburgers. So she's got a special, and Donnie's got a special, and Marky Mark has a special, but the Funky Bunch does not have a special burger, nor do any of the other Wahlburger family members.
Aww.
Even though they all work at the Wahlburgers.
At that location,
which is not,
I think,
like a full version of this restaurant.
It's not a full one, yeah.
It's like a pop-up one, almost.
It's like the food court.
Yeah, it's kind of like a food court to you. It is a food court, for all intent and purpose.
Yeah.
But they got better food at that one than the one by my work. But it is
they do.
It is a schlep from my work to the other one. We've been to eat at the Wahlburgers before, and I'm like, this is not worth driving all the way over here for. So anyway, welcome to Hy-Vee Bar Talk, the podcast where we exclusively talk about that damn bar at Hy-Vee and why it confuses
it's
me
never
so.
Open.
It is never open. All right. Speaking of liquor and drinking.
Yeah.
We went to a fanciest, bless you, went to a family.
Thank you. I can't mute my phone. Oh, I guess I can if I put it down.
Holy crap. The whole first part of this episode is about how to mute your phone. And here you are sneezing into
it. Continue.
All right. So
I'm prepared for next time.
All right. Good to know. So we went to a fancy establishment here in Springfield to have dinner. Not super fancy, but nice enough. Jim's Steakhouse.
Yes. Very popular.
Very popular. It is like, for those of you my age or around my age, it's like an old steak and ale.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all dark woods inside. They got a bar. It's nice. It's not super pricey, but it's a little upscale. Mm-hmm. They have the fanciest salad bar in the world. It's not a big salad bar, but everything in that salad bar is ice cold. Mm. The plates, the salad, the fix-ins, everything is ice cold. My wife loves that damn salad bar. So we go to the salad bar here this weekend to have a little lunch, and I'm in there, and the lady comes to take our order, and she goes, oh, we got a drink special. It's like a Bahama Mule. It's got this extra thing. It's like a Moscow Mule, but it's got all this extra stuff. So she goes, can I get you started with anything? Maybe a kiss on the lips or something like that?
And you went.
And I went, ma'am. I literally said, ma'am, that's a bit forward. You're going to have to buy this dinner if you're going to do that to me, because my wife is sitting right there.
Knowing full well what she meant.
Yeah. Of course she meant there was some sort of drink, but...
Can I interest you in sex on the beach?
Yeah.
My name is Thor.
But it's literally called... They got a drink called a kiss on the lips. And that is where the one she started with. She didn't start with, get your rum and coke or a kiss on the lips. Nope. She just went straight in for the action there.
You think she was waiting for a reaction? You think that she does that?
No. Because I think I caught her off guard when I whipped that around back at her.
Really? Didn't see that coming, did she?
Right? Weird.
Like, come on.
But anyway, that was just my other bar story that I had for this week. I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the listeners at home, you can play along with this one. This is one of the ones I'm just kind of curious about how everybody else lives their lives. Tyler, are you a bar of soap guy, or are you a body wash kind of guy?
I prefer a bar of soap.
Okay. Amanda?
That's how I grew up. That's...
You bar soap or you body wash?
Like a loofah?
She set her phone down.
Soap.
She 100%. I don't know what's happening. Okay. We're going to continue. We're going to continue on without Amanda until she figures out her phone again. So, hey, turn her down. She's talking to other people now. She ain't got time for this. So my question is, so I'm a bar soap kind of guy,
yeah,
too. And I guess let me preface this all by saying I like products that have a jingle. Okay.
Yeah.
I will exclusively buy products that have a catchy jingle.
You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully.
Okay. Mine's Ivory.
Okay.
It's got to be 99.44. Got to clean that's real as ivory. Nothing less, nothing more. It's got to be clean. That's for sure. I want to clean that's clean as ivory. So they got a theme song. Yeah. I'm in. Okay. When you get to the end of that bar of soap, Tyler, when you get her washed down and you just got to sliver that soap and you got to get a new bar of soap.
Yeah.
Am I on hold?
I don't know what just happened.
I think Amanda has put us on hold. I know everyone at home can hear this. We're just going to stop my story for a moment. And I'm just going to enjoy the fact that I've been put on hold.
By somebody that calling into your podcast.
So my question, okay, now I have questions. We're just going to turn that down. I'll let that run in the background. Hopefully you don't get some sort of DMC strike because of this. Oh, yeah, she left. Amanda left.
So what music is this?
I have no idea.
Where is this coming from?
This is coming from Slack. Okay, Slack, I'm just going to... I don't know how to stop this.
Just turn the phone off. Or turn the slider, mute the thing.
Okay.
Weird.
I just killed Slack because I don't know what happened there.
The lady from Ipanema or whatever was
right. Either she'll call back or she won't. We're going to just turn that down.
We're going to carry on.
We're going to carry on without that shenanigans. I was weird.
Yeah.
Holy crap, folks. I'm sorry for what is happening here today, but it makes for content. So you'll love it.
So where were you?
Bar soap.
Bar soap.
So if you you got the bar soap and you get down to like the slip, you got down to a little bit of soap left, okay? And it's time to get a new bar soap, okay?
Yeah.
What's your plan here? Are you going to use that soap until it is like not really usable anymore?
No. Until it start like I drop it twice or so, I'm done. But my favorite thing to do is if there's like a little grate or something, I'll take my foot and I'll mash it down into the grate.
Okay, I've been 100%. I'm with you on that one.
Because that's just something to do while you're in there.
Now, I will do that if I'm using that sliver of soap and it breaks into two pieces.
Yeah.
And then now I'm done with the
now
soap.
You're jacking with it.
And now I'm going to put it down that drain and I'm going to mush it straight into that drain. You are 100% correct because it's going to just kind of melt away in the pipe. Yeah, it's not going to clog anything up, so you should be fine there. So what I do is... And I'm just curious how she's calling back. Hold on a second, folks.
Come back around.
Okay. Amanda's back. You there, Amanda? Oh, shit. Hold on. I turned you down.
I am.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
You're back.
I got off the huddle. Huddle was failing me.
Okay, so
it was not cooperating.
You want to play a fun game? When you exit the huddle, it puts on hold music on and just plays the on hold music.
So we're sitting here talking, not knowing that you even left, and all of a sudden we hear this. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, yeah. It's like the girl from Ipanema, but not. You'll hear it when you listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
but I'm like, where is this music coming from? And then I look down and you're just gone. Okay, this connection is way better than last time, so we're doing good now.
I told you, the huddle's not great.
No, okay, if folks at home, if you're using Slack and you try to use a huddle for a call, don't, because we have learned today that it sucks.
Bored.
Anyway, we're talking about soap, Amanda. We're gonna.
I like bar soap.
Bar soap. Okay. So the question was, when you get done, when you get down to that sliver of soap, when you get down to that little bit of soap that's left, what do you do with that soap?
You get it wet. You get it wet, and you get the new bar of soap wet, and you put them together, and they meld together.
Okay.
And they become new soap.
Tyler, that is my option too.
Is it really?
Yes.
That has never crossed my mind for some reason.
Tyler and I's option number one, Tyler said that if it gets small enough, he'll just drop it if he drops it on the floor a couple times, he'll just mush it into the grate so it goes down the drain. And I told him that if it splits in two, that's what I do. But if it doesn't, I'm 100% on board with Amanda.
Really?
Yes.
Never crossed my mind.
And here's the deal. This is never going to work the first time. Okay. So the next time you try to use that soap, that thing is going to split into two pieces automatically. And you're going to have to lather them both up again and try to meld them back together again. But eventually they will stick together. And now you have a slightly larger bar of soap and you have not wasted any of the soap.
38 years and I've never tried that.
There was a guy I saw on TV once who would save up all those little slivers and then he would put them. So this was one of those shows where like super crazy frugal people, like cheapskate people, and he would put them all in like a stocking, like a lady's hosiery stocking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he had enough of them, he would just use that as like loofah slash soap. And so he didn't waste any money at all. And I'm like, that bar of soap is like a buck and a quarter, maybe.
Now, that's frugal and weird, but when I was at the camp out with the Boy Scouts, they have just like a hose with a trough, you know, with holes so you can, well, like holes so you can all wash your hand at the same time.
Are you sure this is the Boy Scouts? Yes. And but
they take
sort of
a bar of soap and put it inside of a pantyhose and do the same thing because you can wash your hands and it comes out the pantyhose.
I'm not 100% sure this was the Boy Scouts, Tyler. You may have
I don't
been.
Think the Boy Scouts are allowed to have
I got taken advantage of in the woods by somebody.
Now, you were a Boy Scout?
No, this was with the kids a few weeks ago.
Oh.
With my kid, who is a Boy Scout.
Okay.
Their family camp out.
So the kid was not abducted then.
No,
this was actually a Boy Scout story.
Let me walk through all the process here.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like when you were little.
No, I took my son, who was a Boy Scout, to a family camp a few months ago.
Okay. Now, is he a Boy Scout or is he a Cub Scout?
Cub Scout.
Okay.
He's a Cub Scout. He's a tiger.
Oh, tiger.
I have breaking news.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news.
We just got an email while we were recording.
Holy heck. I am 100% in for this because this rarely happens.
I'm so excited.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. Are you going to tell us who it's from or are we going to find that out at the end?
I'll let you guess. It's someone you know.
Okay.
Okay.
But the message says, I've been listening to every episode so far, but today I decided to subscribe when I heard it will get Bubby tased. Let's go 5,000. Of the people we know, who do you think sent that in? Nope.
Son of a 3645. I'll write that shit. Write that down on your piece of paper.
And drink.
So if it's not Corey, it's not Peter, although that's a good guess because he would definitely want to get Bubby tased. It's not your brother.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Ah,
nice.
It is. It was shocking.
So he has listened to like a lot of the episodes.
He has burned through them. Apparently.
And has not subscribed to the podcast. Write the freaking number down on this piece of paper in front of you.
3641.
Yeah, write it down. There's pens in there somewhere. Oh, shit, fire. Tyler just hit the button on the back of the pen and it exploded into three pieces.
Only quality equipment for a podcast.
Well, it's from work.
So yeah, it's a work pen. Those work pens have a habit of doing that for some reason. Well, that's exciting. So welcome, newest subscriber. I also have big news. Amanda has already a preview of this big news already. We have a new Patreon subscriber.
No way.
And his name is Amanda's dad.
Amanda's dad.
Yeah.
He, Ed, if you're out there listening, thanks for joining us.
You,
thanks
Ed.
For being a podcast a Patreon subscriber. Tyler will be drawing you a picture.
Yes.
And Amanda will be making you a friendship bracelet.
I have already made the friendship bracelet. It's ready
Tyler.
To go.
All right. I got to get on it then.
Okay. I'm still. So I'm off work tomorrow, and my goal by the end of the day tomorrow, along with all the other things I got to do, is I'm getting my damn picture drawn again because I screwed up the first time. So, Carol, if you're out there listening, which I know you are, it is on its way. So, but yes, we have a new Patreon subscriber. If you'd like to become a Patreon subscriber, it's only $3 a month. It is not very expensive at all. Ed is also the first person to answer the question I had on the Patreon website, which is, why did you subscribe to this?
What was the answer?
I forgot to write it down before I came here, but my homework assignment is to have that printed out for next episode.
That's amazing.
So I can read it. I can only log into the Patreon on my computer upstairs because I forgot the password. And it's saved in the thing. There's like seven guesses I could probably get there, but it's easy.
I have a couple accounts like that are saved in Google, and I'm like, I got to go to the Chrome browser.
Right. I can't do it from here.
No.
My Nest doorbell just logged out on my iPad, and I have no idea what that password is.
Ruh-roh.
It has the option of, did you forget your password? So I'll just fix it when I...
Yes, I did.
But anyway, so thank you, Ed, for signing up for the podcast. Patreon, if you'd like to join us, you can check it out at Patreon. It's All Fish and Chips at Patreon. And we'd love to have you join us. That gets me through. Now my phone's all messed up because I'm going to call back in. Hold on one second. I got to get back into the Slack. I do enjoy that Slack just puts you on hold. That is golden Slack. Your huddles may suck, but that makes up for it because that's funny as hell. Okay. So we don't have the echo anymore on this because we got the new console and I lost that ability, but crackhead of the week. So the other day, a friend of the podcast, Scott, and I went to lunch at the local Mexican restaurant right by our work. Mm-hmm. And we get done at the restaurant and we get in the car and we're walking to the car and all of a sudden I hear a dude just belting out a tune, just full volume, just singing his heart out, right? Ain't no sunshine when it rains, right? And I'm looking around. I'm like, the hell is going on around here? I don't see anybody, right? But he is. I can hear it clear as day.
Carrying on.
He is belting out this tune, okay? And I'm like, is this somebody up by the road, like trying to make a little money at the stoplight or whatever? Uh-huh. Nope. We get in the car. We start pulling out of the parking lot. Tucked in a corner there by where the new... what is that, an O'Reilly's or the auto parts store right there that used to be the grocery store there.
Yeah.
Tucked in a corner between that and like the strip mall there is just a dude standing against the wall, just singing his heart out, wearing leather jacket with, I'm going to guess, 10-inch tassels.
Hell yeah.
All over the front of that jacket.
Yeah.
Just long black tassels, leather jacket, just belting out this tune, okay? Leaning up against the wall, like 1 foot up, you know, a bit like that cool smoker dude in the ad, you know? No buck, no hat, no money wanted.
Singing for his own.
Singing, got his earbuds in, just singing, just for the world to enjoy. And you know what?
You did?
100% I did. Like, I'm like, you know, good on you, okay? You ain't. First of all, you got your tassel jacket on.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking good.
Yeah.
You're out. You're
feeling good.
Feeling good. You know you're looking good. And then you're going to put on a little show, but not for anybody in particular.
Nope.
Just for God in the world.
Not for money.
Not for glory. Just whoever happens to be around.
Yep.
Enjoy this. And he was good. He was not. It was not a terrible thing he was doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I wish my day was more like that.
Just less of out in a random song.
Less of everything else. Just, I want to lean up against the building, 1 foot up on the wall, just belt in my fringe leather
jacket.
Joe Cool style, in my cool jacket, and just sing just for me. There's something to be said for that, dude.
Yeah. Not a care in the world.
Not a care in the world. Just no matter how bad your day is, that dude's having a better day. No matter what your day's like, that dude's having a better day than you. Unless you're winning the lottery, and even then, I don't even know if your day's better than that.
How can it be better than that?
Just, you know, there's a bunch of people around this town who like just like put on little rock and roll shows for themselves.
Yeah. Like, screw it. I'm here for me.
Right? There's no like good music venues for people like open mic nights.
Not really, no.
So maybe this is it. Maybe that's what Springfield is like. You know what? If you can't give me a place to perform, I will make my own place to perform.
I'll do it right here.
Right here. Right now, open mic night starts now.
Starts now.
I wonder if I could have just hopped up there and joined them.
Should have just sat down and just watched.
Oh, that would have been so good. But no, I got responsibilities. I got to go to work.
No, not like that guy.
Not that guy. Nuh-uh. He had AirPods, too. They were not cheap earbuds. So,
well, good for him.
You know, that's what
I'm
saying.
Living his best life.
Living your best. Folks, get out there today. Find yourself a nice corner to tuck yourself into and belt out a tune.
Yeah.
Just make the world a better place. That's all I'm saying. Man, are you on board or against Friends Jacket singing?
Am I on board?
Yeah. Like, are you for that? Would you enjoy a good random person just singing in the street?
I don't really care.
One way or the other?
I'm not a participator, but you do you.
Would you be a watcher or no? You won't even watch that dude sing?
I'll walk by and watch, but
I look at you as I'm
pretty
going
non-committal.
All right, fair enough.
I don't want to commit to anything.
All right, but you're not going to get out there and sing your own tune for the
absolutely
folks.
Absolutely not.
You're going to write your own lyrics, go out there and just do an original.
Oh, there you go.
No,
come on.
No,
I saw a homeless dude yesterday. He had a dog.
Yeah,
which is always like that dog's got to be confused as hell, right?
Right. Where do we live?
Yeah, buddy. When are we going home? We're not. What do you mean we're not going home?
This is it.
Huh.
This sucks.
Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, he's sitting out there under a tree, got his dog, not panhandling, not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Got his dog, got his, you know, stuff with him, and a pink, hot pink guitar.
Oh yeah.
And got that from, wherever. Got that from the pawn shop because you don't go out of your way. You don't go to the guitar center and go hot pink
for
guitar.
A nice hot pink guitar. You got any of those?
No, but if you come across one and the price is right.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it don't play no different, right?
Hell no.
But again, just sitting out there playing for himself. Just again, open mic night. Man, Springfield.
Those two together.
Right?
Guys,
go. You know how good a job that would be show that would be. Tasseled coat guy and pink guitar guy.
Pink guitar guy.
First time back on stage for their reunion tour.
Submachine Gun Kelly.
Submachine Gun Kelly. But no, that's what I'm saying. So if you're in Springfield, if you're in the greater Springfield area and you're an entrepreneur and you like to start a business, you think might make some money, I'm going to suggest a bar that has open mic night.
Yep.
It might not even have to be a bar. You could be a coffee bar. You could be a sandwich place. It don't really matter.
Yeah. You can do any of it.
Build yourself a little stage. Get yourself a microphone and a speaker and let them people sing because they are out there and they want to do it.
They need a venue. They need an avenue. Let this go.
Amanda, this is you. Get on this. I'm charging you with this. Build a building from scratch with your bare hands.
In all your free time.
In all your free, and all the copious amounts of free.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'll
supply a speaker and a microphone.
Just say nope.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Drink.
Ain't gonna do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Sorry. Way throwback time machine.
I didn't say the magic word, so no drinking.
Okay. Drink anyway. Carol, Carol, Carol. Now you can drink.
Right.
Tyler did
it.
I can say
nope. Don't want to do it.
Oh, there you go. Now, Tyler.
How's that bingo card coming along?
You haven't sent me the new ones.
I'd be fairly drunk at this point, I think.
Yeah,
friend
of the podcast, Carol, said that she was playing the drinking game on the podcast that she was on,
uh-huh.
And she said she got kind of tipsy trying to keep up.
That's funny.
We're a hot mess.
Yeah, we kind of are. That's all right.
No, that's my wife's podcast. Sorry.
No, that's right.
So, Tyler.
Yes.
Now we're going to need a recap.
Yep.
Last we heard from you, you were on your way to Fort Lauderdale to try to get into the MTV house mm-hmm. on spring break.
Yep.
You, the missus, and the two boys going to try to break in. Turns out it's just an Airbnb now.
Just an Airbnb. Nothing special about it.
People stay in there.
Yeah,
didn't matter.
Sticky.
Tyler just broke in.
It was already booked, but I went in anyway. Like, I'm here. I'm doing what I need to do.
Now, you had your big spring break. How'd that
happen? We did have a big spring break. So we took some time off. The kids, obviously we're off school, and my wife stay at home. So I took some time off to be with them. And we went down south here a little ways, down to the lake, and spent a couple days just relaxing.
Very popular destination in
this area.
Very
popular destination. We fished and we played in the lake a little bit on like the water bikes and stuff. Didn't get wet.
It's going to be so cold.
It was because I got a lure hooked and had to wade up into my hip, dude, and I was like frozen from the waist down. But we go to a small resort down there that we are fairly regulars at.
Okay.
Had a good little time up until the last night that we were there, and my wife went out to the car and broke her ankle almost. So she is now at home stuck with a boot, and that's believe it or not, that's what I've been calling her this last week.
Old boot.
Yeah, I just call her boot. Hey, boot. Come on, boot, we gotta go. She's like, stop calling me that.
Come on, boot, pick your feet. So, pick your face up here.
I'm trying to get that to stick with me and the boys.
Okay. By the way, just so you know, I am 100% in on boot.
Yeah, just start calling her boot. So there was an embankment where there was some landscaping, and the mulch gave way, and it rolled her ankle because we were parked right on the corner.
Right.
So.
No fault of the place that you.
Nah, we're still gonna try to get him to pay for it. Whatever.
Okay.
We were going to go to Oklahoma later that week, but seeing as how she couldn't even keep her foot down for an hour, three and a half hour drive was not going to be in the cards. So we stayed at the house, and I literally did just about nothing for 4 or 5 days. Slept in, did some yard work, cleaned up, fix the mower, that kind of stuff, but nothing exciting.
There ain't nothing wrong with any of that right there.
No, nothing exciting, but man, it was good. It was a beautiful week too.
I know. The weather up until what was that?
Thursday when the storms went.
Thursday, even like Friday, Saturday, the weather wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Then Sunday comes along and it started getting cold and unpleasant. And yeah. Then today has just been a
day. Oh, I did. One of the days that we were down there, I did take some more gummies, though. Which
oh, did
fun.
You?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Quite fun.
which voltage did you go with there?
I started with 50.
Holy shit, fire.
And then took another 30.
How
after
do you,
that.
How do you, I can't.
I couldn't. I really couldn't tell that much difference.
I can't function at 10. Okay? 10 wrecked my weekend. Now, I've not gone back, I'll be honest with you. And I kind of want to go. So, as we've established, I only really use the gummies for sleeping.
Yeah.
And the 5 at about an hour and a half kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about done. I'm like, okay, well, it's like I'll be on my iPad and I'll be kind of reading something. And then I can feel, okay, two things here. I'm going to tell this story. Two things here. I can feel it like when I hit to the point. So much so that at one point I had tried to go to sleep before the gummy had kicked in. And I'm laying there just barely dozing off. And so I take the gummy. One of the reasons I take it is because my mind will race. Mm-hmm. It is just constantly go, 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 go when I'm trying to go to sleep. And this is what was happening. It was just go, 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 go. And then the gum, and I could pinpoint the second the gummy kicked in because there was in my brain an audible click and then all the noise shut off. Like, it's like, click, silence. And it was disturbing enough that I shot up out of bed and went, what the hell's going on? And I looked around and everything was normal. And then I realized it was just in my brain.
It was just in your brain.
There was not an audible click in the real world.
I say that to say this. Do you eat before you take it?
So I'll take mine about 9:30 at night. So I've eaten dinner, but it's been a couple hours since I've had dinner.
So I talked to the guy at the shop and I was like, hey, here's the deal. I've taken this a couple of times and I feel like I've taken copious amounts of product, right?
Right.
Apparently you're supposed to eat before you take it. Like
so it helps.
Cheese or something fatty because
it helps metabolize it.
Yeah, because your body doesn't need THC, which means it'll just kick it out and not absorb it.
Gotcha.
So next time I'm gonna try that and then
dinner.
Yeah, just
Lambert's.
Even like a right, just a pot plate of fried chicken.
Right.
so that might play a part in it. Maybe I haven't eaten anything prior, and, okay. and maybe I'm just wasting it all. Because I feel like I should have been like falling
that's 80.
Yeah.
Holy hell!
I feel like I should have been like falling on myself.
Right.
Which is kind of what I wanted, because I was just sitting in the hot tub. But anyway, I say that to say
you gotta be careful. You're gonna drown yourself in that hot tub.
Right. So let's say that to say next time I'm gonna try eating something first and then lowering the dough and see if I can feel the difference.
So Tyler's book report will be next time he has some time off and can go down that route.
Yeah.
He will.
They're getting cheaper, so.
Yeah. Anyway. Amanda, you've not participated in this particular hobby, have you? Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Are you there?
I'm here.
It sounds like you are participating in this particular activity right now.
No.
You have not.
I don't participate in that activity. I'm not allowed to.
Okay. So this is more of a work issue than a a lifestyle choice issue.
Exactly.
That's how I was.
I mean, my work is listening. I don't support this at all.
No, she is.
And shame on you.
She
both.
Tells me all the time how much she hates the fact that we even talk.
Yeah, she says that this is the reason that we are no longer invited back to that particular place.
And this is the reason we don't have 5,000 subscribers because we
talk
about this Satan nonsense.
Right. Exactly.
My apologies. You know what? I don't need those people on this podcast. y'all can kick rocks. I was the same way. Like I was like Nancy Reagan would have been proud of me back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like also like I had fears when I went down this road because I've met me and I know my personality.
Sure.
And so I have a very and I would say I have like an addictive personality as in like like I can't, I'll abuse alcohol or, but if I get into something, like I it's ADHD.
I get obsessive about it. Not like obsessed, but I get like tunnel vision, and I will just
super focused on it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I had a great fear that was going to be this was going to be the same way, where I just got super focused and fixated, and I was just going to try all the drugs. And as I told you kids before, kids, don't
tell me about it.
Don't do heroin, kids. That's bad. But morphine.
Hydrocodone.
Morphine. Morphine. Like I said, morphine's awesome, but I'm not going to go down that road. But I had a fear, and it says a lot about me, mm-hmm. that I'm worried that much about my personality that I am cutting gummies in two at my house. But here I am cutting gummies in two at my house. The place that I go has finally moved into their new actual building and is no longer in the sketchiest strip mall in America.
Oh, good.
So I won't feel nearly like I'm... So a vape shop opened up next to... So they were there first. Nothing else was there, right? Uh-huh. Then a vape shop, of course, just magically appeared next to it, because that's how that works. That's how the universe works.
Liquor store.
On the other side of it was a pay by the minute computer and make phone calls place.
I didn't think that's where you were going. Pay by the minute.
Yeah, no, not pay by the minute, that kind of stuff, because they got plenty of those places around here. Actually, they shut most of those down. But anyway, no, it's like a make long distance phone calls for like people who need like calling cards to make phone calls to other countries, and like, or need access to use a computer to do whatever. I don't think you can look at porn in there, but I mean, they're in there doing something. I don't know what they're doing in there, because I'm scared to go in there.
I guess I'm scared to go.
So that's what sprung up on either side of this place. So every time you went over there, you're like, this place is sketchy as hell. But now they moved into like an old bank, and they fixed it up. It's real nice. So I haven't been back since they moved, but because, again, I'm cutting each gummy in half.
Yeah.
So a supply will last me a significant amount of time, because I am doling that out, you know, like it is the most precious commodity in the world. Okay, I can have just, you know, it's like I'm on a desert island and I'm trying to like, or that dude, the Mars movie where Matt Damon got left on Mars, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like cutting the potatoes into like thirds and fifths. That's what I feel like I'm doing with these damn gummies. But they do last a long time when you do that.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm the one that's like, if I had, say, for instance, if there was like 12 milligrams or whatever, and I cut one or had like seven, I'm like, God, that's not really enough for another one. Yeah, fuck it. And I'll just, see, that's my problem. They're just, they're so tasty. No,
yeah, well, I got scared, because that first time when I jacked up my whole weekend.
With 10 or whatever?
Yeah, with just the 10. But of course, it's my first go. They tell you like when you get, like when you're starting this process, they're like, go ahead and cut one of those in half and see how that does for you. Not me. Fuck you. I'll take the whole thing. Bunk. I'm a big boy. I can take it. Bunk. Nope. Jacked up my day.
I think last I read, they average like, first dose is like 2 to 5 is like where they say to start,
which is what the half the gummy is that I'm taking. So I'm still on my starter dose, because I'm scared to go bigger, because I'm afraid that I'm just gonna like miss a day of work because because it just jacks me up, because I missed that whole Sunday.
I think you should go big and go home.
I want to go to work and
I gotta go home.
Well, the funny thing is so me and my wife bought one to split, right it's 100 milligrams. And this is the size of a half dollar and about an eighth of an inch thick. They're not big. Like, even the high dose is not that big. So
the
10s
that I have are like a postage stamp size. So they are not that much smaller than the 100 that you had. Welcome to Weed Talk, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So they could just put more in there. They just choose not to.
Yeah, they just look. They don't look scary. You're like, oh, that's just a little.
Right. You know, I cut mine in half, right? And I'm pretty sure that some of these companies are less good at spreading that evenly between a full gummy than others. Because I've had some where I'm like, this isn't doing anything at all. And then I've had others where I was like, I think this is too many.
My feet.
So I'm back to 10. Help me, help me.
Help me. I'm going down.
Now, the good news is, because the other thing is I have anxiety. So one of my great fears was I was going to have the pretend heart attack and call 911 and have to go to the emergency room and do all that stuff. But luckily, I eased myself into this. But I kind of am interested in, see, it's gateway drug.
Yeah.
Kids, Nancy Reagan was right. It's a gateway drug. I kind of want to try like a different kind of gummy, but also I don't need to jack up my whole day. So I don't know what to do about that.
I don't want
to
jack up whole day.
I got a good thing going, so I'm just probably keep doing what I'm doing until I die. But here we are.
My pants are wet. Can I go home?
Your pants are wet. Can you go home?
Yeah. I guess.
Yes. Yes, you may. Are you cutting out?
Okay, thank you.
Can I go home? I got a tiny head.
Isn't it time to wrap up?
Yeah, okay.
We're at the end of
this?
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of this podcast because Amanda has railroaded this into the ground. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you haven't enjoyed the podcast, if you'd like us to stop talking about something that we always talk about, like Hy-Vee or weed, I guess that should be another thing on the freaking bingo card is when we just hit back on one of our favorite topics, Malort, the weed, the Hy-Vee grocery store, whatever the other ones are. You can let me know which ones you want to add to the bingo card. You can do that by writing us at our Gmail account. It's allfishandchips@gmail.com. Once again, that's it's allfishandchips@gmail.com. You can also check us out on the website. It's allfishandchips.com. Oh, by the way, all that shenanigans is coming due again. So I got to re-up everything here like in the next month or so. I'm real excited about that. You can check us out on our Facebook group. That's where most of the stuff gets posted. We have a Facebook page that's it's All Fish and Chips at Facebook, but that only gives you a link to go to the Facebook group. But you can also just check out the show notes because that link's in there. That's where most of the pictures and stuff gets posted at the moment. YouTube has all of our latest episodes, and I am slowly getting the old ones back up on the YouTube. Instagram and TikTok can go to hell because I'm not doing it right now. I just got only so much time in this world. Or check out our Patreon at It's All Fish.
Awesome. I'll join that.
I wish we had a Patreon.
Right, you sign up for that. People can send us.
You get a pastry.
Yeah, people send us.
Oh, people send us pastries.
People send us pastries. They sign up to send us one pastry a month, or you know, whatever.
Nice.
That sounds amazing.
Pastry of the Month Club.
Yeah, but then I got to give them. Then I officially, we either got to get a PO box. Or I got to give them my home address.
Everybody knows where you live already.
Right.
So
I don't know if you saw this, but the freaking Seven Brew is not even open.
Yep.
It hasn't even paved the driveway yet, but it's jacking up the traffic out there. That place. Anyway, so that brings us to the end of the podcast. I think I've done all the plugs. Anybody have anything else they need to plug?
I don't think so.
Okay. Check out my wife's podcast. It's called The Hot Mess Roundtable if you want. I'm on the episode that is going to be posted.
Hell yeah.
Today or yesterday, the most recent episode I am on. So check that out. I plug this podcast like hell on that one as well. Other than that, my name is Thor.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Amanda.
And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.